I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs look like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. I couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, the Cleveland Guardians spoiled their series opener for the San Francisco Giants 3-2 last night, but they could not spoil the debut for the Giants of Rafael Devers, went 2-for-5 yesterday with an RBI. This is from the pregame yesterday for Devers as he was introduced to the Giants. Kind of going back on his word that we had heard all season when he was with the Boston Red Sox.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Now that was via a translator, so if something, unless something was lost in translation, it seems like this was just more of a Boston thing than it was a Devers thing. For him, at least.
Well, I don't know. He did create a big problem about when Alex Bregman got signed, not wanting to play, not wanting to give up third base. They certainly didn't want to play first base. So I think that that's a bit of a shared responsibility. They wanted to make him a leader of their team. They did let some other guys go. So you could say it's more of a Boston thing. I still think that he probably had his head up his ass most of the time that he was in Boston there.
I'm not saying he didn't have his head up his ass, but it was a situation where clearly he's going to have more of a better time playing anywhere in San Francisco than he is going to be the Red Sox.
But if you're a Red Sox fan and nobody here is, you don't care about anything like that. Like, I need the player. And so, like, in a place like Boston, it doesn't matter as much because I think you're one of the haves that probably could afford a heavy salary. As far as Cleveland, yeah, maybe you do need some guys to fit in. Maybe you do need some guys to do it that way. But in Boston, I don't think they care about that.
So he was 10 years, $313 million, right?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
What is Kwan looking for? He's definitely looking for north of $30 million a year, right?
$100 million.
I'd say so, probably around there.
So, you know, we just had Todd Derry on, and all I keep thinking is, okay, Todd's right. Like, I don't want to trade Kwan. I want him forever, but they can't afford him. So what do you do? What do you do? He's not going to take a hometown discount. No. You hope.
Then we get that salary cap and salary floor, and there's only so much we can pay him.
Yeah, I can't imagine his agent telling him anything other than, yeah, you've got a chance to make 30 plus million a year here, and it's not going to happen in this town. So what are you supposed to do?
I'm supposed to wait to get traded. Probably what he's thinking of doing.
Time will tell what's going to happen there. Going from baseball to the WNBA. We talked about it earlier on in the show. Big fight between the Fever and the Sun last night as Indiana beat Connecticut. Between Caitlin Clark, J.C. Sheldon, a number of players in that mix as well. A number of players assessed technical fouls, including Caitlin Clark, who was I would say attack during the previous play.
I don't know
play.
Why she got technical or she got teed up for being attacked.
Neither does her head coach, Stephanie White.
Can you specifically detail what you mean by get control of the game, just to be in your words?
Get control of the game is call the fouls that are actually happening on the floor. Right, and consistently call the fouls that are actually happening on the floor. Okay, not just if somebody swings and misses, right? Like, consistently call the fouls.
Coach, do you think it's something pertaining to your team, or do you think this is a league-wide issue?
Well, I've seen quite a few dust-ups in the league so far, so I think it's a league-wide issue. I mean, bad officiating is bad officiating.
Now, I was sent this from a friend who was really into the WNBA. He said that apparently Clark said at some point during the contest, not sure if it was before or after the fight, to Sheldon, you're, quote-unquote, you're not in my bleeping league.
That's not worth teeing up. These are adults here. This is not high school basketball. These are paid adults. This is part of the show. Yeah, and she's allowed to be competitive about it.
The officials absolutely allowed this thing to escalate over time.
They were in over their heads. It was a terrible thing. They had no idea how to handle themselves when it came to calling the fouls, Anthony, and you know it better than me, so I'll shut up after this. They certainly had no idea what to do when people started pushing and shoving each other.
So here's the question. What does the league do? Because if the league now counters or, let's say, you know, reacts in turn, it'll be considered overreaction, and it'll be considered that they're trying to protect her. So does the league need to intervene? Does it need to send out a memo? What do you think the league needs to do? Because Owen admitted, like, all this is awesome. So
yeah, I actually like the sport now.
If I'm the league,
I like to watch them play.
I know I keep seeing some big-time influencers and some commentators saying this is a total joke. The league needs to fix this. They need to remedy this. She's the cash cow. But guys like Owen, he's not going to watch. Like, no. This is the stuff that's making Owen watch.
Keep this. In fact, have it before every halftime. 3 minutes left before the half.
I mean, what do you think the league needs to do, Ken?
I think that any memo isn't going to be good. I think there needs to be fines handed out for the fighting, clearly. I don't think that she should be fine. Don't fine her.
If you're doing it in the same percentage that, like, the NBA would,
right,
what would be the fine? $38.42.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like, what? What would it be?
Oh, jeez. Can you find the teams? Boy, I didn't even think about that. That's right.
You might be able to find the organizations, I guess, some percentage.
You just put a white hot spotlight on the salary when you're like, you're fined $150. Yeah, boy.
I'll look it up. Finally, we have from last night the end. I'm sure you guys.
Suspensions. Should there be suspensions?
But are you going to suspend your top player, Caitlin Clark?
What am I going to suspend her for? She got shoved around.
I'm just looking at the highest paid rookie this year, Paige
Beckers.
Beckers, $78,831.
Pulled you out of that one, didn't I? Well, there's endorsements as well. Suspensions then.
No, you didn't think I knew who Paige Beckers was?
Well, you said Paige twice. No, I didn't know you knew how to say
the
name.
We always joke. We call it Paige. Well,
I'm sorry.
You said it a third time she shows up in the studio, so be careful.
I couldn't pronounce her name for a full year either.
Oh, that was Mitch who couldn't pronounce it. Yeah, Lima, I'm sorry. That's a sincere insult to you. You don't need to say that's all right. I said sorry to him, not you.
I followed her eight-year college career very closely.
Well, finally, last night we had, I'm sure you guys have been following the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, they're over, and this is the call courtesy of Panthers Radio.
It's over already?
And Doug Plagans.
Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
New year, same teams, or same result. The Panthers win in 6 games of time over the Oilers. 32 years since Canada has hoisted the Stanley Cup.
There are questions. I heard Pat Boyle talking about this earlier. That was courtesy of the Panthers Radio Network.
What does Canada need hockey anymore? They got the best NBA player. They got the MVP.
Well, they also have the best hockey player. Connor McDavid is the best hockey player. But Pat Boyle was talking about switching out their head coach. And you know what? Kind of thought it was a freak out to be switching goalies like that. They pulled their starting goalie, Stuart Skinner, in games 3 and 4. Then they benched him for game 5. They went to Picard, and then they went back to him in game 6. No, Calvin Picard is the backup's name.
Yeah. Florida's just unstoppable those last two games.
Dude, you don't know me, man. I'm like Barry Melrose now. You have no clue.
You've been following this?
Hell yeah, bro.
Did you watch these games?
I watched a bit of it, yeah.
You watched a bit of it. What was a bit of it?
I watch out of the 6 games, I probably watch 4.5, including a little bit of last night.
How come we never talked about them?
Yeah, I don't remember talking about them.
I'm doing radio in Cleveland.
How come we never talked about them off air?
I feel like it would have came up off air.
Why?
Do you guys believe
about them on the podcast?
216-474-0092. Do you believe Ken Carmen watched 4.5 of the 6 AHL games?
Look at my computer. Is there anything about the Florida Panthers or the Edmonton Oilers on my computer?
So these games, what time did they start, most of them?
Started at about 8, 8.30.
What time do you get home from baseball?
About 8, 8.30.
Hmm.
It coincides with it.
You get a shower in?
Yeah, of course.
Hmm.
Can't be going to bed stinking.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
I'm starting to poke some holes in this.
I'm not the other guy. I don't stink. At least I certainly don't look like a stinky thing.
Other than your hockey commentary that I think smells.
All right, then I'll just go back to not watching the sports and not doing what people pay me to do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's a sporting event, and I watch the sports.
That's it for about last night.
If you did the work and they paid you to do the work, why didn't we talk about the work that you did?
I feel like it would come up.
Because you don't care.
I feel like Ken would have had larger takeaways that weren't necessarily hockey specific.
You know what I don't care about?
What would be the takeaway?
I'm wearing the truth right now, Ken.
I'm telling you the truth, damn it. You guys don't care. Why would I start? You guys don't give a damn about half the stuff I bring up anyway. You guys are going to care about me bringing up the Stanley Cup? You won't care at all.
This could be perfect.
We'll hear about the NBA ratings 8 times a show, but he won't give a damn about the Stanley Cup final.
This would be perfect for the coming in hot button.
Wow.
Love to hear some people, let's get the hockey contingent in. Maybe if you got a hockey question about the finals, maybe now is the time to ask Ken, who's watched 4.5.
I didn't say I knew about it. I said I watched him to answer you.
Did you watch it on
the final? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But I didn't get the, because Doug Plagans on the radio. If I would have been listening, I would have listened to Doug Plagans, former Monsters play by play guy who now has 2 Stanley Cup rings. They better give the play by play guy Stanley Cup.
I thought they did.
They gave Mike Lang rings in Pittsburgh.
I think they should give anybody who admits to watching 4.5 of the 6 games a ring.
Can I just say this before we go to break? Todd's totally right. The whole thing about, we got to make sure that Chase DeLauter's healthy. Why are we waiting for Chase DeLauter to be healthy in AAA? Just bring him up because he gets hurt like every other week. So if you're waiting for him to get healthy, you're just never going to bring him up. Bring up Chase DeLauter. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
You guys don't give a damn about half the stuff I bring up. You guys think you're going to care about the NHL and me watching Stanley Cup final?
You continually bring that stuff up.
Because I'm taking swings. I don't bring up things I know you're not going to care about.
Take a swing at the Stanley Cup next year.
Bob Haney.
I feel like we missed out. I think Ken could have convinced us with his newfound fervor for hockey.
We could have got the cup in here.
We could have been all watching it, yeah.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.